Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning, the suspect in a woman's death in Fayetteville found dead in a car more than 30 miles away. But police in both communities are sharing with us this morning about an apparent murder-suicide.
And that cool air has arrived. We're in the 50s and 60s as you're heading out the door. I'll show you how long we'll have this lovely fall feel.
The nation's auto workers went on strike overnight. Just ahead, how this could impact you the next time you get your car serviced.
Raleigh's Christmas parade will not happen this year. The criticism city leaders are facing after choosing to cancel the event in the aftermath of last year's tragedy. Quite a turn of events. We'll have reaction to that surprising decision. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. It is Friday, and weather-wise, this is the day that we have been waiting for. It's going to feel like fall. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan. Boy, so refreshing to walk out this morning and need a jacket to put on.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking a beautiful day shaping up.
Yeah, just so happy that this day is here. It's going to be a wonderful day. We're going to end up with some slightly warmer temperatures over the weekend. So today is definitely going to be the best day of our fall feeling break that we're going to see. 61 is our temperature and our dew point 53. This is a live look at downtown Durham, so feeling really nice out there. Our warmest spot is Fayetteville at 64. It's 59 in Goldsboro, 56 in South Hill, 61 in Rocky Mount and Wilson, as well as Southern Pines. It was a little breezy late yesterday. Of course, we have the hurricane sitting off the coast of North Carolina passing by us right now, but our impacts here are almost zero. We could see some gusts up to 15 miles per hour this morning through around lunchtime, and that's about it. Lovely this afternoon, 80 degrees for the high with beautiful sunshine. Hurricane Lee right now, as I mentioned, is sitting off the coast of North Carolina with winds at 85 miles per hour, but it's moving along pretty quickly. North at 16 miles per hour. It's likely to continue as a Category 1 into the day tomorrow, passing by Cape Cod and then making landfall around Nova Scotia late Saturday night. There will be some impacts along the north coast of the U.S. northeast coast from, say, Cape Cod all the way up through Maine, but tropical storm type situation. We'll take a look at that coming up. Rip current danger again along our coast. That's likely to be all weekend long. If you're planning to head to the coast, just keep in mind that it may be dangerous to be out there. I'm going to get back to that graphic there. We're looking at coastal flooding and beach erosion along with those rip currents. And this isn't the only system out there. We're looking at the potential for the development of Nigel, and we'll take a look at that coming up. Brian?
It is 6:02 right now as we take a look at traffic. Off to a good start on a Friday morning with no crashes showing up anywhere in the triangle, and our major routes are looking fine. Around Durham, 885 clear in both directions, and as we take a live look at the Beltline in Raleigh at Lassiter Mill Road, the headlights you see there are westbound, not picking up any delays this morning as you head away from Capitol Boulevard out toward Glenwood Avenue and beyond.
Brian, thank you. Breaking news this morning. Police in two counties are working to piece together an apparent murder-suicide. This all started in Fayetteville, where a woman was found dead in a home last night. A short while later, authorities in Southern Pines found a man dead in a car from a gunshot wound. Brett Neese is piecing this together for us from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. And Brett, what have you learned?
Renee, we now know the name of that woman who was found dead here in Fayetteville. Police say that 35-year-old Jessica Moore was shot and killed at a home off of Kentire Drive. You're actually seeing a couple of pictures from the Fayetteville Police Department. They posted these on social media of that shooting scene. That all took place around 10 o'clock last night. And then about less than an hour later, this next scene unfolded in Southern Pines on US 1. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there after police found a man who had shot himself. He was pronounced dead at that scene. Fayetteville police confirmed that that is the man who they believe shot and killed Moore here in Fayetteville. I'm working to learn his name as well as what led up to that shooting here. As soon as I get an update, I'll pass it along. Live in Fayetteville, Brittany, WRAL News.
A man is dead after being shot by a Moore County Sheriff's deputy. The sheriff's office says the man came at the deputy with a knife. The shooting happened just before 6:30 last night on Pinewood Drive in West End. The sheriff's office says the man was armed with a knife when the deputy arrived responding to a 911 call. The deputy says he made several commands to get that man to drop the knife, but the man started moving toward the deputy instead. The sheriff's office says the man's mother called 911 saying her son was attacking a neighbor.
Breaking news. The nation's auto workers are now on strike. The United Auto Workers Union hit the picket lines at midnight after negotiations for higher wages and job protections fell through. The three companies involved in the strike are GM, Ford, and Chrysler-owned Stellantis. It's the first time the UAW has ever struck against all three motor companies at the same time. Each offered the union double-digit percent pay hikes, but that was not enough to meet the workers' demands by the deadline. In a statement this morning, GM said it is disappointed, but would continue to bargain in good faith with the union.
Of course, there are no auto plants in our state, but we could still feel the impact from this strike. WRL's Kelsey Coffey live on this story for us this morning. And Kelsey, if you own a car, this could affect you.
Ken, it certainly could. If you own a car and it needs to get fixed, or if you're in the market to buy a new one, this strike could have an effect on you. NC State supply chain expert Robert Hanfield says one of the immediate impacts that we'll see are higher car prices from this strike. This is also going to impact car parts. If you own a Jeep, Chevy, GMC, or Ford, the next time you get your car serviced, some of the part shipments could be delayed. The last time something like this happened was back in 2019 when workers went on a month-long strike against General Motors. The longer these workers stay on strike, the higher prices could become.
If it starts to go into, 3 to 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, they're going to start eating into their inventory. And then we're going to see prices go up dramatically, especially for used vehicles.
There's also a concern that this strike could create a domino effect for other industries. So some of those industries include the freight industry, car dealers, steel and aluminum foundries. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center this morning, we are following reports of a large structure fire in Goldsboro. It happened on South Carolina Street. This is where it was on the map, in between Mulberry Street and West Ash Street. Several trucks were called to that scene because of how large the fire was, and additional structures around it were being threatened. 27 firefighters were on scene, and they remained on the scene throughout the night just to make sure there was no additional fire spread. Luckily, no injuries, but the building is a total loss.
Michelle, thanks. A triangle tradition is canceled this year. This morning, Raleigh city leaders are standing by their decision to cancel the highly anticipated Christmas parade. Raleigh leaders denied the permit for this year's events. They said it's out of an abundance of caution for parade participants and spectators. Officials also say their decision to not hold the big event is out of respect for Haley Brooks's family. The 11-year-old girl was in the parade last year when she was hit and killed by an out-of-control pickup truck. Haley Brooks's family and some business owners say canceling this tradition was not the best decision.
Every time there's a huge event downtown or even super close like Dix Park, we get a lot of visitors from really all over the place. It's not just nearby, so it's always great to have something to like draw people into downtown.
Raleigh city officials said they did not consult with the Brooks family about canceling the decades-long parade. The city says it plans to announce other holiday events and find ways to incorporate local businesses.
The Wake County school system is investigating why hundreds of employees received their paychecks late this month. Some employees who are paid by mail say they waited more than a week after payday to get their checks. A spokesperson told WRL most mailed paychecks were eventually delivered, but many employees had to pick up their paychecks this week in Cary. About 400 employees were affected. Several people reached out to WRL saying they can't afford to wait this long to be paid.
A judge says there is probable cause that James Dunmore murdered Alicia Watts. The testimony shared in court about her death that helped shape that decision.
And good news for families who pay tuition to any of the 17 schools in the UNC system. While the system's president says no increases are planned for that bill.
And our 7-day forecast definitely looking more comfortable. Gorgeous day today. And we will wrap up the weekend with a chance of some showers and thunderstorms. I'll show you the timeline so you can plan around it.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:11. Gosh, it's a beautiful morning out there. Temperatures have finally dropped nicely. We're looking at 61 around the Triangle area as you're heading out the door. And the sun is just starting to come up. We're going to see beautiful blue skies, gorgeous sunrise in progress. Kids heading out the door to the bus. Yeah, you know, they probably don't need a jacket, but it's going to be one of the coolest mornings that we've seen so far this school season. And temperatures this afternoon will climb on up only to around 80 degrees. So it's going to feel really nice. If you're about to head out the door to walk the dog, again, it's just lovely out there. Temperatures are ranging from the mid-50s to low 60s, and that'll be the case all the way up through the next few hours. And once we get to lunchtime, we'll climb to just 75. Great day to spend your lunch hour outside. But we'll wrap up the weekend with a chance of some showers and storms. I'll show you the timeline coming up, Brian.
It is 6:12 right now. Just getting reports of a crash on 440 eastbound right around New Bern Avenue. Not seeing any obvious evidence of that here on the camera, but we're getting some more information about that. Hopefully have an update for you in a few minutes. Also reports of a crash with injuries in Garner on Highway 401 just south of the 70 merge there south of Raleigh. Taking a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now. Not picking up any heavy delays. All clear as you head through Garner on 40 westbound and coming in from Wake Forest. Only a 2-minute delay on southbound Capitol Boulevard, Ken.
Brian, thanks. A judge says there's probable cause that James Dunmore murdered his girlfriend, Alicia Watts, of Moore County. This was Dunmore, shackled and wearing a bulletproof vest as he was led into the Montgomery County Courthouse yesterday. Seven different witnesses testified at this hearing. We learned Dunmore overdosed on blood pressure medication back in July when he tried to kill himself. Moore County investigators also said they used GPS data from phones and Watts's car to find her body. The medical examiner says the preliminary cause of death is strangulation.
Even though we didn't see the pictures, I didn't have to see the pictures, just listening to how she was found and where she was found was just heavy. No one, not even an animal, should be tossed out like that.
Dunmore's wife, who separated from him this year, also gave emotional testimony. She said she took out a restraining order in May when he threatened to kill her.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, today marks 60 years since the Birmingham church bombing. And we remember four young girls that lost their lives in that bombing. 60 years ago, a bomb was planted by a Ku Klux Klan member, and it ripped through this Birmingham church. Dynamite was placed outside of the church under a set of stairs. Now, this bombing came at the height of the civil rights movement. Three people were eventually convicted in this blast.
We have a significant update from the UNC system president about tuition rates. Peter Hans told the UNC system board of governors at their meeting that he does not want to raise undergraduate tuition at any of the system schools next year. That would be the eighth straight year without an increase. Hans said he would like to see the system go an entire decade without a tuition increase.
Lots to do this weekend in the Triangle, from a bug festival to a downtown arts festival and a home show.
We have your best bets from WREL's Out and About. Centerfest Arts Festival is back in the heart of downtown Durham. It's a fine arts festival featuring dozens of artists and performance stages. Admission is free with a $5 suggested donation. It's happening tomorrow from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 11 to 5. The weather should be great. WREL is a proud community partner.
The Fairgrounds Ideal Home Show is happening through this weekend. Show hours are today and tomorrow from 10 to 8 and Sunday from 11 to 6. Craig Conover from Southern Charm will be there today from 3 until tomorrow at 1 o'clock as well. Tickets are $12 for adults and free for children 12 and under.
Tomorrow morning is St. Jude's 5K walk run event, and you still have time to sign up for it. You can join in person or virtually. Registration is at 8:30 and the race begins at 10. The money raised will go toward helping find cures for childhood cancer. WREL's Keely Arthur is the MC. You can sign up at fundraising.stjude.org. WREL is a proud community partner as well.
And the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences getting ready for its most popular annual event. Bugfest is tomorrow. Guests can participate in more than 100 exhibits, crafts, games, and activities. This year, Bugfest is spotlighting spiders. One of the big highlights is all the bug recipes to try. You can join the museum for a special preview of the Critter Cook-Off today from 11 until noon. WREL's Michelle McConaughey will be one of the judges on that panel. Good luck to her.
Yeah, she is a brave one. What are you eating for breakfast right now? That all sounds good. Look, Elizabeth and I, we both have tried some of these insect creations, Elizabeth, right? And you have to not think about it. Just a little crunch in some of those things.
Yeah, so the chocolate chirp cookie, I mean, you know, it's a chocolate chip cookie with, you know, some crickets in it. But it's got chocolate in it. I mean, come on, chocolate, right? Goldsboro looking absolutely beautiful. Durham, of course, looks lovely. They still have the lights on there at the DBAP. The Bulls are in the middle of a homestand this weekend, and the weather for that this evening is going to be phenomenal. And this is the last regular season homestand. Get out and enjoy whatever it is. It's going to be a lovely evening for it. We take a live look at APEC. And then, of course, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Such a beautiful day. Nice to have this gorgeous weather on a Friday. Now, we do still have Hurricane Lee that's sitting offshore. It's passed by Bermuda. It will have minimal impacts here. You might have noticed that it was a little breezy yesterday evening. I was out for a little while. Well, it was kicking up just a touch. We do have some impacts along the coast that we're going to go over. But let's talk first about what we're going to see here through the weekend. Most of Sunday is going to be dry, but we do have a chance of some mid to late afternoon and evening thunderstorms. The front will come through pretty quickly and be out on Monday, and we're still looking at some mild temperatures along with it. So we jump out to Futurecast on Sunday. A little bit of cloud cover first thing in the morning, partly cloudy skies during the afternoon, and then you can see this line of rain and potential thunderstorms. We'll pause it here at 2 o'clock, which is as far out as our high resolution model goes. So, you know, 3-4 o'clock, we start to see that moving in. It gives you most of the day to get outside and enjoy Sunday. Durham Bulls, of course, the last few home games of the season, or at least of the regular season. 77 tonight, 82 Saturday, 81 on Sunday. That's a 1 o'clock start time on Sunday, so I think that it would be early enough to get the games in before that line of storms comes through. St. Jude walk run on Saturday. Great feeling. Temperatures 62 at 9 a.m. and at 11 o'clock, 75 with lots of sunshine. And if you are headed to Bug Fest, you just have to have one of those chocolate chirp cookies. It's going to be really nice. Mostly sunny. Temperatures climbing into the mid-80s by late in the afternoon. Headed to the mountains, not a lot of color yet, but another 2 weeks and we'll start to see some high elevation color, 79 in Asheville, 73 in Boone. But Sunday is likely to be pretty wet in the mountains. It's going to be beautiful at the coast. Our temperatures in the low 80s all up and down the coast. But of course, with Hurricane Lee sitting offshore, there will be some coastal impacts, some impacts for the northeast as well, from Cape Cod up through Maine, as that makes landfall late Saturday into early Sunday morning. There is a tropical storm warning and for the coastline, again, from Cape Cod up through Maine, and a hurricane watch in just a small spot. We do have a high rip current danger again today. That will last all weekend. The purple is pretty much for the entire coast for a high surf advisory, and then up around the Outer Banks, a coastal flood advisory for 1 or 2 feet of what would seem like storm surge. 90% chance that this next system develops. The next name on the list is Nigel, and we're looking at the European and American models. The timing is not about the not quite the same, but where it's headed is, we have a long time to watch that. That wouldn't be until, say, at least a week from now. So we'll have that to look for. The best chance of rain in the next 7 days is going to be Sunday, but Brian, if you have any outdoor plans this weekend, it does look like it'll be fairly late, you know, late afternoon before that rain comes in.
Good to know. 620 right now as we take a look at traffic. Got a couple of crashes that I'm watching this morning, both of them apparently with injuries. First of all, some new information about this crash in Garner on 401 or Fayetteville Road, just south of Garner Station Boulevard. This appears to be in a parking lot, so it's not affecting traffic on Fayetteville Road at this point. Not seeing any delays there. And still not seeing any backups with this crash on 440 eastbound at Newbern Avenue. There may be injuries with this one as well, but you see, as we take a look at those sensors in that area, traffic is flowing freely on 440 in both directions and also on Newbern Avenue. Around the rest of the triangle, we're looking good, quiet in Durham, and around the rest of the viewing area, not picking up any problems along 95 from Fayetteville all the way into Johnston County.
Brian, thanks. Well, the man accused in this week's gun scare at UNC is facing multiple charges. The behavior in the days leading up to the UNC situation that the prosecutor calls a dangerous pattern.
And Vice President Kamala Harris is paying a visit to North Carolina today. The message she is sharing here and at colleges across the country.
And take a look at your screen, your North Carolina Education Lottery winning numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
We're getting our first look at Aaron Rodgers after his devastating injury.
Yeah, Brian Shreeder is here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, Rodgers shared this photo to his Instagram story last night, saying that he already is on the road to recovery. He underwent surgery Wednesday for his torn Achilles tendon. He suffered that injury just four plays into his much-anticipated debut with the New York Jets.
Yeah, he was supposed to bring a resurgence to the New York Jets. They were even thinking Super Bowl. He signed a two-year, $75 million contract. Look, he's a competitor. He's the oldest guy playing that position right now, and by the time he comes back next year, he's going to be 40 years old. So I know he doesn't want to go out like this, that's for sure.
True. But he'll still get paid.
Yep.
I was about to say, the checks would make things just fine in my world. That's me.
Exactly.
An iconic fashion statement by Princess Diana went for a big price. Bidding on this black sheep sweater skyrocketed in the last 15 minutes of a two-week auction. And it ended up selling for $1.1 million, which is the most expensive piece of Diana's clothing ever auctioned.
Wow.
Yeah, the sweater that she wore 40 years ago went to a polo match of Prince Charles. This was months after they got engaged, and that sweater was such a talker when she wore that. And
that.
Look at that price, though.
Oh my
more
gosh.
Than any ball gown that she's ever worn.
So that went
incredible.
For more than the ball gowns that she wore.
It's amazing. Heck
yeah.
I'm willing to auction this tie this morning.
Okay, all right.
I'll start the bidding at $10.
Thank you.
All right, bye, thanks.
A New Jersey police officer has all of us jumping with excitement this Friday morning. He is being praised for his double Dutch skills. Get this, he says he didn't even know he had them. Officer Xavier Robinson says he'd been working security at the mall one day during this community event. He was asked to jump in while wearing all his gear. He gave it a go. And look at that. Now he has a new name around the police station. His fellow officers refer to him as the Double Dutch King.
Oh, yeah, he's got skills, all right. It's week five of the high school football season. You can catch the highlights on High School OT Live tonight at 7 p.m. in the High School OT app or wherever you stream WREL TV. Then stay tuned for Football Friday. Chris Lee and the gang will have the most area highlights at 11:35 right here on WREL.
The nation's auto workers are now on strike. Just ahead, how this could impact you on your next trip to get your car serviced.
And the kids heading out to the bus stop this morning. Things are going to feel cool. At first bell, 60 degrees. And then as they're heading out of school, temperatures will be in the upper 70s to around 80 with low humidity. A great weekend to get out and about, but Sunday we'll wrap up with some rain. I'll show you the timeline.
And breaking overnight, an apparent murder-suicide that spans two counties. Brett Neese is in the WREL Breaking News Tracker with the scenes that have police in Fayetteville and Southern Pines working to make connections.